Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
Wolfner Reader Advisors invite you to listen into our podcast episode on Frequently Asked Questions. The following episode contains the questions that are regularly answered over the phone or by email during a typical week here in the library. We hope that you learn something new about Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library.
Can you sign up my friend or my neighbor for your services? I know they are eligible.
We often have patrons call and ask how to connect someone to our services. Even though many of our patrons are signed up through rehabilitation services for the blind or their veterans home, Wolfner does have an application that can be mailed or emailed to anyone that lives in Missouri who may be eligible for our program. You can call us to have an application sent. And just as a reminder, all applications have to be signed by a certifying authority who can attest that the person requesting service is unable to use standard print materials due to blindness, visual or physical impairment, or a reading disability.
I've started getting more than one book on a cartridge. How do I skip over a book I don't like?
When you were a new patron, many of you started out with just one or two books on a cartridge. This is a great way for easing yourself into talking books. But if you decided that you were running out of books too fast, a reader advisor may have advised you to try getting more books on each cartridge. Each individual cartridge can actually hold several books. Sometimes we can fit up to 30 books on a cartridge. This is fantastic because it keeps you from walking to your mailbox every couple of days to return cartridges. But it can be frustrating if you don't know how to skip over a book that you don't particularly enjoy. So, here is the super easy way to hop over a book. With your cartridge in the player, press and hold the green Play Stop button for a few seconds until you hear the player say, Bookshelf mode. Press the rewind or fast forward buttons to navigate through the book titles. Once you have heard the desired book title, press the green play stop button again to start the book. If you haven't tried this before, give it a try. You're not going to break the player, and if your first try fails, you can do like the rest of us. Just turn the player off, turn it back on, and try again.
What if I have questions about the books that are being sent? For instance, I was sent book 4 in a series, but I haven't read book 1. I don't read sci-fi. How did I get this?
Since the majority of our patrons will get some automated book selections from the computer, the questions we get about book selection range all over the map. But they usually start with, why was this sent? And one of my patrons once said, honey, I'm 94. I've been around the block. I don't mind romance, but that was too much. The quickest way to find out why something was sent or to adjust your account is to give us a call. The library is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and anyone who answers the phone can take a look at your information, and most of the time, we can see why something was sent. For instance, if you have bestsellers fiction as a preference on your account, you may receive the latest werewolf romance novel. If you have an author that you enjoy, the computer may pull the latest book from that author that's been added to our catalog, without knowing that you haven't read books 1, 2, and 3. I actually had a patron a while back that receives westerns only, but found that a Coco Chanel book showed up on their latest cartridge. There really is no end to the interesting conversations we have on our side. But no matter what strange book showed up, there is nearly always a way for us to adjust your account to keep you with your favorites.
What if I don't want the computer picking any of my books?
Some of us enjoy the surprise, but we know that this may not be for everyone. That said, we do have an online catalog that our patrons can log into and pick out their own books. No surprises guaranteed. Just call and we can give you access to your credentials so that you or a friend can view the catalog online and add books of your choice to your account.
What does it mean when my machine says cartridge error?
At some point in time, you might get a
cartridge error
message on your talking book machine. You get a new cartridge in the mail, you stick it in the machine, and nothing. Or you get an error message. Two quick thoughts to share. If the error message is only given with one particular cartridge, then something is most likely wrong with either a book file or the cartridge itself. Just send the cartridge back to the library. You can put a note in with it or call, and if you'd like, we will have those books resent. If this happens with multiple cartridges that you put in, your player may need to be reset or returned. But we try to reset it first so that you don't have to make a trip to the post office to return the player. Resetting your player requires holding four buttons down at once for several seconds. At the top of your player, tone up, speed up buttons. At the bottom of your player, power, volume up buttons. Plug the machine in, power it off. Hold all four buttons down at the same time. Hold down until the player says,
"Creating new profile."
Of course, you're always welcome to call and let us know if you need a different player. Most of our returns are due to batteries not holding their charge anymore.
How long can I keep the cartridges?
That actually depends on what type of cartridge it is. If you are listening to a magazine, Wolfner newsletter, or catalog like Talking Book Topics, the cartridge must be sent back as soon as you have finished it. For all subscription services, you must return the cartridge before you can receive the next issue. If you're sighted or have a friend that can help you check, these cartridges usually come in gray mailing cases. For a regular cartridge that has audiobooks on it, the suggested loan period is 6 weeks, but generally we want you to keep the cartridge until you are finished listening to it. These cartridges generally come in blue mailing cases. If you're running low on audiobook cartridges, please make sure that you have sent any of your finished cartridges back. When these are returned and scanned back in, it notifies the computer to ship you your next cartridge.
What do I do if I lost a cartridge or mailing case or it was damaged?
First, don't fret about it. We know some of you have puppies or sometimes a cartridge gets misplaced, but do please call and let us know. We will need to mark that item as lost or damaged. If you have lost the plastic mailing container, please send any extra cartridges back, two per container, until your extra cartridges have all been returned. Wolfner is always a no-fine or fee library, but communicating helps us keep your account up to date on the number of cartridges you are actually using.
Why haven't I got the new book I requested? I asked for it months ago.
The catalog of books provided by the Collection Development Department of NLS is very extensive, but they do not have everything. We would say anything can be requested, but not everything will be selected. Generally, a book is selected if there is widespread interest or need, and then NLS still has to see if the book title can be acquired from the publisher. Books that are brand new or on pre-order cannot be formally requested until they have been on the market for around 3 months. Then, if selected, the book may still take several months to go through the production process. Last year, over 13,000 books were requested. NLS was able to produce or acquire around 6,500 of those books. If you've requested a book and are wondering if it is available, the best thing to do is to call and check on the status with a reader advisor.
I called the 800 number and I couldn't get through.
The Wolfner 800 number works only for a phone number with a Missouri area code. If your phone does not allow you to use Wolfner's toll-free in-state 800 number, that may be because you are calling from a cell phone that has an out-of-state area code. If the 800 number does not work for you, please call our local number, 573-751-8720.
Wolfner Patron Manuals are available in large print, as an audio cartridge, or as an e-braille file for Zoomax patrons. Call a reader advisor if you would like to review this manual. 1-800-392-2614 or our local number, 573-751-8720. As always, contact us with any further questions you might have about your Wolfner Library account.
Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free in-state at 1-800-392-2614. Out-of-state callers may reach us at 573-751-8720. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/Wolfner.